Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You ever heard people say, well, it's me or them? Well, then it's supposed to be them that gets the blessing and you that picks up the tab.
Yes.
They get theirs now.
Yes.
You wait.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Hmm? And you're supposed to be happy about it.
Amen.
While you're doing it.
Amen.
Not just, I'm sacrificing for Jesus. That's all right, brother. You go ahead. I'll just suffer and wait. I'm going to prefer you. That's sickening. Nauseating, isn't it? I mean, that's just pathetic, pitiful. It's unreal. It's hypocritical. Hmm? If it's real love, you'll do a lot of it and people never know you did it. Come on now. You mean you'll smile and act like you've already had yours. And you don't lie, but you just go, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm in good shape. Yeah, you go ahead. Enjoy that. Do it. Yeah. Good. Well, what about you? Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. And believe it and mean it.
Yes.
Love prefers, chooses above itself. And we read also in Philippians. He talked about treating others as better than yourselves. Now, a lot of folk have just kind of skipped over that because they think, well, you know, I don't feel like I'm better than anybody else, but I don't feel like you're better than me either. He didn't say you had to believe they were better than you. What did he say? Treat them like they're better. Jesus demonstrated it so powerfully when he got down and took off his robe and put on a servant's garment and stooped down. Is it because he believes that these men are better than him?
No.
Are they better than him?
No.
Certainly not. He said, you call me master and you're saying right. I am. But if I, your master, have done this to you, you ought to do it to each other. What? Do what to each other? Treat them like they're better than me. Treat them like they're more important than me. Can you do it?
Yes.
Do you want to do it?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to camp on this a while now, aren't we? How to walk in love. How to keep the commandment. We want to get as excited about this as how we're going to prosper and how we're healed, right? And how we're victorious and successful. Because this is the bedrock of all of our healing and our prosperity. Because faith doesn't even work except by love. We've talked about it. Other things, but let's talk about this now. Love prefers and treats others better. Now go to the 13th chapter of Romans. Here's another thing to look at. How to keep the love command. Thank you, Master. Y'all believing with me?
Yes.
You need to help me out some now with your faith. Don't just sit back and wait for me to pull it all out. No, you don't want to do that. You don't leave me pulling the train by myself. You're believing with me, correct?
Yes.
Hmm? Can you see, though, we have a long ways to go in this?
Yes.
That people think they know a lot about this and don't? And it is so important? It's something people talk about but don't do? Something people talk about universally but don't practice? Not really? Can we be excited about it? Can we think we are getting this? We are doing this. We are learning. God is teaching us personally how to keep this command, and we're doing it.
Yes.
And we're going to do it.
Yes.
And you have been doing it some. You have been. It's wonderful. That's why we got a family. That's why we're doing as well as we are. But he said, increase.
Yes.
Increase. More and more. How are we going to do it? Tell me the first thing we've seen. How are we going to do it? We're going to prefer each other. You or me? It's a choice. Every time you go up, you. You. We're going to do it for you. Let you have it. Let you do it. We're going to prefer you. Now, this goes right together with it. Romans 13. Romans 13. He was saying, he that loves has fulfilled the law. And in verse 9, he rehearsed some of the commandments. He said, this is Romans 13, 9. You shall not kill. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You'll not covet. If there's any other commandment, it's briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now look at verse 10. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Here's a second major thing about how to keep the command, how to put it into practice, how to do it. Number one, we said love prefers the other person. Number two here, love does no harm. Love does no harm. Let me read this to you from other translations. One translation says, love never hurts a neighbor. A neighbor is somebody who's not just somebody who lives by you permanently. We hear the word nigh in the scripture. Somebody was nigh unto them. What does that mean? Near. So what is a nigh bore? A near bore. Whoever happens to be near you at the time. Love will not hurt them or harm them in any way. You can't hurt people in love. I said you can't hurt people in love. Love does no harm. Love will not hurt you. It will take it itself before you get hurt with it. Come on, can you see this now? Love. One translation says, love never does anything that is harmful to a neighbor. Love does no wrong to anyone, the Living Bible says. Love does no wrong to anyone. That's why it fully satisfies all of God's requirements. The Living Bible said, it's the only law you need. Somebody says, well, what's that saying? You don't have to keep the Ten Commandments anymore? If you keep this command, you will be doing everything that the law talked about that was good to do, and you won't be doing anything that it told you not to do. Every one of the commandments. You shall not steal. Love can't steal from you because that hurts you. Yeah, but I want it, and I'd rather I had it than you had it, so I'm going to take yours. Well, that's you loving yourself. And you don't care about the other person that you took it from. You can't steal from somebody and it be okay. You know, there's people that try to tell you God told them it was already all right to take it. There's actually a fellow, he robbed a bank. And he got caught just two blocks away. And they said he was sitting there in handcuffs singing, I just don't understand it. I prayed and asked the Lord to help me. And he told me it would be okay. No. He didn't tell you it'd be okay. You made it up in your mind and said he said it. God never told you to do things that would hurt people. And harm people. We're supposed to be blessing boats. Yes. Blessing ships. Yes. What do we leave in our wake? Blessings. Right? When we come through, people ought to be smiling. What do you leave in your wake? Some jets you have to watch about something they call wake turbulence. Oh man. They come through, they turn everything upside down. Turn you upside down if you don't watch it. You ever been to some places and you come in, everybody's upset. Everybody's moving their papers and trying to do this. What happened? So-and-so just come through. So-and-so just come through. What are you leaving in your wake? You come through, what happens? should be blessings. Should be blessings. Should be love. You're to leave people with more than what they came in with, right? It's not costing them to be around you. It's benefiting them to be around you. You're not a taker. You're a giver. And friend, this is one of the things that is so terrible in the world today, that people are not able to trust people they should be able to trust. Husbands and wives are not able to trust each other because they're seeing that's the person that'll hurt you the worst. Children are not able to trust parents. Their parents are hurting them and will hurt them. Friend, this is awful. I said it's awful. There's people you should be able to trust in your life. You should be able to do things without being concerned. Are they going to take advantage of me? Are they going to hurt me? Well, it's not for you to judge anybody else. It's for you to be the kind of person that people can trust. And they know that no matter what, you're not going to hurt them. You're not going to take advantage of them. You'll take it before you let it hit them. All of us need to be like the Secret Service with the president. Why are they there? They are supposed to be prepared at any time to take a bullet for him. They see somebody jump out and whip out their pistol, they're supposed to be ready to jump right in front of them and go. Move in front of them. Did you know that is the law of Christ? That is the law of Christ. Bear you one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians says, isn't that what he did?
Yes, sir.
He took the bullet for us.
Yes.
And much, much worse.
Yes, sir.
He took our sin. He took the punishment. He took it.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
He stepped in front of it. For us. He took our place.
Yes.
Well, that's not the end. It caused his seed to come into us, and we now are produced after his own kind.
Yes.
And we're supposed to be reproductions of him in the earth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that we have the same love nature as him, and we will take it.
Yes.
We will take it for you. We'll pay it for you. We'll take it. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Does No Harm, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106B. That's R1106B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God.